Hell, we can still be brothers in this situation. If every time you suck dick, it sounded like it was right next to me and I could hear it and smell the penis, I'd be upset.
Oh, guess what? I wouldn't suck sticky dick.
Okay, shut the fuck up with that.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. And no one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. Hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh, yeah. Hold my beer.
See, that's why I told you not to look at me, because I know if you look at me during the 5 seconds, you fucking laugh every time.
I stared at you the whole time.
Did you? That's creepy. Okay. Well, hey, you listen to Hold My Beer. My gracious host, Dave Mullins, to my right.
Chris Mullins.
That's right.
I'm tuned.
And lastly, there's Yams.
I'm bad.
Oh, yeah. We can't throw our threes up.
No.
Okay. He can never know. He can never know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
I was trying to. Nah, it's stupid. Anyways. So we go to show. Right before we hit record, you said you were talking. Hey, why can't we talk about the eclipse on the show? I was like, well, the eclipse is Monday. The show comes out Wednesday. So the eclipse is already going to be over.
Yes.
Hope everybody had a good one. And then you're like, for the seven Salems. And we're all like, well, fucking, now we got to hit record. So before we try this, I'm assuming delicious beverage that Chris bought for the review. Explain yourself.
The seven Salem. Okay, the last eclipse I came across.
Sure.
It went across seven cities named Salem.
Okay.
And it's out of the Bible.
Don't think so.
There's fucking something about Salem. I didn't dive into all that shit. I didn't deep dive this shit. But it's across seven Salems, and then when it comes across this time, it goes over Nevada, some weird ass.
Oh, I've read about that shit online. There's not actually seven in the United States. There's five, and it only goes over two of them.
Really?
Yeah. And Salem has nothing to do with it, because Salem's not in the Bible, because Salem was invented after the Bible.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I was just confused on the...
I think it's one
like,
of the...
Oh, it's a fucking X and some other shit. Why are we shooting rockets at it?
Because we can.
For what purpose?
Why not?
Who's shooting? What?
We are, motherfucker.
We're shooting rockets into the eclipse.
Fuck yeah.
For why? But where the fuck's it going?
It's our moon.
Who are we shooting
going
at?
In front of our sun.
Exactly. Fuck it.
Well, you know, we as a country shot down one of our own satellites just to prove that we could during the Cold War, right?
No.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the cooler things we've done as a country.
The fucking moon? We're going to shoot the moon?
I don't think we're going to shoot the moon. I don't think it's...
Okay, so what are we aiming at, really?
We're just testing some shit, man. Don't worry about it.
I got questions. Fuck that.
I haven't heard anything about shooting rockets at the moon. Have you?
Sean told me about it.
No, we are definitely... Because they named the rockets after, like, the Greek god of fucking sun or moon or some shit.
Apollo?
That was
It's definitely not Apollo.
It's not Apollo.
I would have remembered Apollo.
Okay.
Never forget.
Right, yeah, Tom Hanks. R.I.P.
It's just not Challenger.
Okay, that's good. Don't do that one again. Yeah. You're naming
we
space
have
shuttles,
a lunar,
though.
It's lunar explorers.
It's not lunar. It's not after your dog.
No, that's Luna.
Yeah.
I just don't get why we're making such a big deal.
There covers the Greek sun and moon. So.
What do you mean? How often do these happen?
Well, last time this one happened, we were in elementary school.
See, it's a big deal, man.
But we just had a fucking eclipse like 7 years ago.
Not like this.
It wasn't a total for... No.
Yeah, it's a partial.
Still, I don't know why. It's just such a big ordeal.
Because I remember being in Allen and building a little viewer to do it.
Yeah.
And then getting in trouble and not being able to see it. Because apparently, I was a dick.
Well, that's not surprising. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just see all the conspiracy theories on this whole last thing. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's an eclipse. Like,
You gotta stop digging into the conspiracies, buddy. They're
no!
Not
that's the only reason to be on the internet.
Why are we shooting
off the internet? He got it from Sean.
Why are we? But still, why does it matter? Sean got it from the internet. Why are we shooting rockets into an eclipse?
I still don't know if we're actually shooting rockets into an eclipse.
Google it.
Yeah, go for it.
After the beer review.
Yeah. Yep. Well, tune. He has to explain. You go ahead and start googling. We'll read afterwards.
Okay.
Ray didn't open this.
What?
Did not.
He didn't open his.
I failed.
Ray didn't open this. I didn't.
That was a great one.
These are crisp.
It was. But Danny said.
You ready? Okay, so it's not a beer. But it should be fucking delicious.
It smells really good.
It is Deep Eddie's Ruby Red Vodka Soda.
You said vodka like the guy in the White Claw commercials.
Vodka.
Premium vodka.
Real
vodka.
Juice.
Oh, yeah.
Dive in.
I just had the can open in front of my microphone, and I can smell it. It smells fucking delightful. It smells refreshing.
It's going to be great.
But way back in the day, I'm pretty sure we've done Deep Eddie's on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody loved it. Like, yeah. I know we tried the grapefruit,
vodka, obviously. It's not bad for being a vodka.
Right. The lemonade was really good, and I think we tried the sweet tea that was also good.
Oh, and the grapefruit's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think we did this. Did we do the lemonade? Because my in-laws had bought my daughter craft lemonade.
Yeah.
It ended up being Deep Eddie's vodka lemonade. That's why we tried it, so.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. That was an old house. Hell yeah, our old studio back in our closeted days.
Yeah.
I do have a pretty good toast. Tune, you're going to want to pay attention to this.
I'm listening.
He's not listening.
No, I am.
Okay, he responded.
Is it because Cody Rhodes lost last night?
No.
No.
No, honestly, WrestleMania is pretty boring. But I saw of it.
Danny hated the main event. I thought it was a good time.
I didn't hate the main event.
You were talking shit.
I hated the presentation.
The presentation was
all that slow was build up? What? 20 minutes to get into the ring?
That's the Rock's entrance was fucking cool.
Man. What the fuck was old boy wearing?
Which one?
Seth Rollins.
Oh, I don't Jesus know, man. Christ. He looks ridiculous, didn't he? I think that's part of his gimmick, though. He's supposed to be like, oh, I'm the crazy Joker, man.
Fucking leopard slug. Whatever the fuck it was.
I thought you were going to say leopard slut.
He had a whole tumor on like the side of his outfit.
Was the slug part.
Oh, no, okay. It's like the barricade they run advertisements on, and like it was a white background against white ropes against the white apron of the ring, and it just like Cody Rhodes was floating in midair.
Yeah, like just a torso.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he's in the ring, out of the ring, beside the ring. I didn't know where the fuck he was. I was like, get that man out of there. He's not tagged in. He's not legal. What? He wasn't in. He was fine.
Yeah.
Riff was doing his job when he was allowed to by that mean old The Rock. Who did at one point say, hey, fuck you, ref, and then literally took Cody's ankle, spread his legs, and punched him in the penis.
Yeah.
Which was probably my favorite part of the match, besides The Rock getting speared by Roman Reigns and acting like he got shot by 90 machine guns. When that man oversells.
Like he sold his elbow. The shit out of that.
He was so hurt.
The people's elbow?
That man was so hurt from that.
You don't get up from the people's elbow.
When you got rock bottom, like, I was not expecting The Rock to get rock bottom.
The whole time?
Oh, through the table?
Yeah. Me and him both was like, he's about to get rock bottom. Cody Rhodes was about to get rock bottom to the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was the bulk of it. And, like, I've listened to certain reviews and stuff. They're like, wow, that was a really underwhelming WrestleMania Night 1. But, I don't know, it is.
I heard some two guys say that, too.
Really?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
I started listening to it today.
Yeah.
No free plugs.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
You stick bitches.
No, one of them's really funny. He made his joke about Bret Hart wanting to have fuck with a horse.
Who?
Bret Hart.
Uh-huh.
It's not our joke. We can't take it, but I've heard he wants to fuck a horse.
Is he a square and sexual?
Yeah.
Square and sexual.
You missed prime opportunity yesterday. Chris had his daughter's birthday at a horse park. I don't know what else to call it. And I kept on trying to get bit by a horse. But it didn't work. I tried to become a werehorse. And you know what that horse said?
Nay.
It's the joke. It's always funny. You know?
Yeah.
But anyways, you're going to want to pay attention to this toast here, too. And sorry, I know I'm making this take longer, but my neighbor Dave is home.
Nice.
Guess where he was?
Florida.
The hospital.
Oh.
Because?
Cancer.
Drove his truck off a bridge.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
What?
Motherfucker got a ride home and refused to go to the hospital.
After he wrecked his truck?
Yeah, he's like, oh, shit, that sucked. Take me home, dude.
What bridge?
One on 15. I'm not sure. I just found this out not long before you guys got here.
I don't think it was one of them that go over the reservoir. Or he wouldn't be with us.
I don't know. Maybe his window was down and he was just ready. Like, I don't know.
I don't think Dave was trying to kill himself. He had somebody in the truck with him. But he'll be back mowing lawns in no time, hopefully. Because, I mean, it might be a minute. Currently, people are having to change his diaper and stuff. Like, it's pretty bad. It's pretty fucked up.
You going to cut his grass for him?
No.
He's got a rider.
If I get to use his, sure.
Exactly. Like, then you just cut your shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Like, volunteer that shit. Hey, I'll cut your grass if you can let me use a rider.
He'll probably give you the mower.
In all fairness, it sounds like he can't really move. So, I don't know.
You just jump on his shit and start using it. He wouldn't be able to look out the window.
How long until we start haunting Dave?
I'm not haunting Dave.
Like, we need to find out what window is by his bed.
Right.
And just sit out there and talk.
And just hold up pictures of bridges.
We're coming for you.
We draw those. They're shitty as fuck. Just a dry erase board.
It's so realistic.
Oh, shit, is that a draw?
A draw bridge. A draw bridge. I don't think he flew off a draw bridge in small-ass Indiana. We don't have too many of those. But yeah, man, my wife saw somebody going into his house. She didn't see somebody going into his house. She heard somebody going into his house. And thought of something fishy, and she said something, and they ended up talking, and... I wasn't expecting, he drove off a bridge. I thought maybe like, heart attack, he had trouble breathing. I'm just really struggling with that lighter. I'll leave it, clicks. He went cross-eyed for a second. And I think it worked.
Got working. All
you can't whisper, man.
You got a working.
I got working.
It's fine. Your lighter is right there, bro.
I didn't know where it was.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, here's this fucking Super Dave.
Can we toast to Cali Nate, though?
Yeah, I was going to tell you about that.
Yeah. Kelly Nate died.
Who's that?
He was a drag racer.
Oh, really?
Big no prep racer. He's on a lot of the Street Outlaw shows and shit.
He tossed skinny motherfucker. Talked hella shit. It seemed cool.
I'm assuming he died peacefully in his sleep.
By that you mean screaming on a small tire Nissan Z?
Yeah. I did, actually. Yeah. I absolutely
I haven't seen, it must be bad because I haven't seen footage.
I haven't seen any either.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. That's horrible.
They said they rushed him like straight ass to the hospital. So. Yeah.
To Dave and Kelly Nate.
To Dave and Kelly Nate.
Dave's home.
At least Dave survived his crash.
You know?
I don't know which one I'd rather see footage of.
This is fucking awesome.
It's really good. Toon does not think so.
No, he hates it.
No, he hates everything about it. But you know what? That just means more for you.
Yeah. This is a grapefruit, man.
Yeah. It's a little extra bitter on the back end. I don't love.
It's the vodka on the back end.
It's that front taste I don't like. No, where the fuck is there instantly? It's like,
oh, that's the good part. Is the
I drank an entire case of grapefruit-flavored water this week.
No.
It didn't take him a whole week, even. Like, Courtney's like, I ordered it Sunday. It was gone by Wednesday.
I didn't even smell this, because I don't even like the smell of grapefruit.
Oh, it smells great. I mean, not if you don't
it
like
smells
it.
Like a fucking cleaner.
What?
Tastes like Fresca, man.
Sweet Sue's, I'm going to go. I've always liked the Deep Eddie's logo. It's this old school pinup kind of thing. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It looks how it tastes. It looks like it's going to be refreshing and grapefruity, and you know what? It is. So on Sweet Sue's, 3.5 out of 5.
Nice.
Taste 2. I like grapefruit flavored things. I've still never taken a bite of grapefruit in my life.
Go ahead and do that sometime.
That's no, thank you.
What are you supposed to put on it? Sugar?
Yeah. But yeah.
A spoonful of sugar spread around the top.
I'll go to
a whole spoonful.
Well, half a grapefruit, yeah.
Okay. I think it's quite tasty.
Yeah.
You don't slice it and eat it like that. What you do is you put your sugar on top, let it set for a minute, so it begins to melt the sugar, and then you kind of chomp into it with your spoon and then eat the flesh of the fruit.
Huh.
Yeah.
I was always kind of hating that shit like a fucking orange peel.
The way you were looking at yams was so more skeptical than anything Sean's ever said to you. You might as well have been said, hey, we're going to fuck the moon during the eclipse. You're like, yeah, no, I buy it. But he's like, hey, did you chop up the grapefruit? You're like, you motherfucker, you're lying to me. I see the truth.
I'm not going to cut up a grapefruit, so.
That's fair. I might fuck the moon, though.
Yeah.
Sweet Sue's, I'll go to the 3. I dig it. It was Deep Eddie, and it has a girl on that, and that raises some eyebrows.
Nope, not for anyone.
Really?
Yeah, I don't see why it would.
Why?
It's not deep. It's not deep voiced, Eddie. It's just Deep Eddie. Are you thinking that she's a hoe? That it's deep? I don't understand. I don't. What do you
mean? Her name's not Eddie.
Right.
Well, her name would be Ruby Red. Deep Eddie would be the water she's about to get into.
Yeah, maybe it's just a really deep lake.
I guess.
Maybe
it's just a really deep lake. I'm going to go 2 on the taste because it's fucking delicious. It's right up my alley. I already knew that, though.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It was like a cheat code for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything you list was like, yeah, that sounds good. Vodka. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 1.5.
Yeah, that's good for you.
It's
you
not bad. Like, though, I know I've damn near drank this whole can, but I'm trying to drink it quickly. So I've been taking a big ass drink.
You're like, I'm going to be plugging his nose just to finish his drink to make his body proud.
It's 2 on the Sweet Sue's.
Okay.
2.5.
Nice. But yeah, yams.
The grapefruit high noons are just as good as this, if not better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care for it.
Yeah, you don't like it?
I don't like this. Not say a 1 or a 1. I don't really care for it.
You don't like the look or the taste?
No.
Okay.
I don't like that burnt orange color that's coming through on the grapefruit.
Yeah, I hate burnt orange too, honestly.
Why?
It's not a good color.
I think it's an ugly car. Ugly car.
It's an ugly color, and you put it in a car, it makes it even worse.
Yeah, I can't imagine walking out my front door today and having to get in a car that's burnt orange. Just shoot me now.
It doesn't matter.
I'd rather have a yellow car.
It doesn't matter.
I hate that color.
It doesn't matter what the car is.
No, it could be a Lamborghini. It could be a '66 Lincoln.
I could be wrong, but I'm picturing the concept car from Gran Turismo that you spent so much time getting several times. Wasn't it a burnt orange?
The Copperhead.
Yeah.
Red and burnt orange, anyways. Yes. The video game. Shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying, if you walked outside.
Chances are, I didn't have a memory card anyway. I only seen it once.
No, you took a Polaroid of the screen, remember?
That was a Viper.
That was just the Viper? That wasn't even the concept car?
No, it was just a Viper.
You. Oh, poor thing. I'm just saying, if you walked out of your driveway. No, you don't walk out of your driveway, because you walk out of your door into your driveway, and there set the Dodge concept car from Gran Turismo 1, 1997.
Mm-hmm.
You'd show up a little bit. You'd be like, oh, God, kill me now.
I would have a blast.
Yeah.
Driving it to the rap shop.
Oh, okay. What would you have it wrapped in? The cover of Gran Turismo 1?
It's not a bad idea.
That's not.
No, whatever. If I ever get a thing wrapped, it's going to be as Ricky Red's tank tie car.
That'd be fucking dope.
I want anything. Like, I thought about wrapping my truck like that. Really? If I get a new bed on it, get it fixed, yeah.
No. Leave it shitty. Leave it dented. Just have it wrap into the dent. That'd be fucking awesome. Now, Tim and I have a hankering for knowledge. A thirst, if you will. Are we shooting moons at the rock? Are we shooting rockets at the moon?
Are we shooting moons at the rock?
Yeah.
Only way to take that.
He heard Cody shoot the moon at him! Oh, my God.
We are shooting rockets.
Okay.
Then we're not the only ones. There's all sorts of shit going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're firing up CERN, too.
So, they're launching sounding rockets and WB-57 high-altitude planes to conduct research on the aspect of the sun and Earth that's only possible during an eclipse.
Oh.
So I guess we're going to try to figure out if it's flat or round.
That was so less nefarious than I was hoping.
It usually is.
Yeah. I'm trying to say, Einstein suggested gravity is a result of the wrapping of time and space, distorting the very fabric of the universe.
That's what gravity is, according to Einstein?
So the planes get, time traveled. That's going to be great.
It could be cool. It
would be awesome.
Yeah, because all you got to do, you get the planes up high enough and you fly them backwards really quick and it rewinds the planet. Like in Superman 3?
I think it's 3.
With Superman 3.
They're also studying the heat of the sun.
It's hot! Yeah, I don't know why we need an exact measurement.
I did have that question. Why is the light that comes around the moon so much more intense?
So much brighter? It's going to be the way it bends and reflects off of some
normal shit. Because I can go out any normal day, look at the sun for a second, and not go blind.
Right.
And not have a fear of going blind. I'm not going to stand out there and stare at the fucking sun. But why is that timing so much more crucial or damaging?
Well, I mean, the moon reflects sun, so maybe it kind of reflects it around itself. It intensifies it. I have no fucking idea. Not one.
He described the moon as a fiber optic cord.
No, because that with the cord, it goes through it. This is going around it, James. Like you're not listening, man.
In my mind, honestly, the moon is a disco ball.
That's okay, well, the thing you're talking about is called a corona.
Yeah, that's the light around it. Yeah.
But it does say they're just temperatures, the corona is fainter in appearance than the sun's bright surface. Because it's blocked by the moon, making it easier to study.
He was so excited about the conspiracy aspect that he finds out the truth. He's like, this is fucking boring.
Look, but there's a bunch of different, like, this is, there's a bunch of, it says eclipse inspire awe and bring people together to observe a stunning, that's not what the fuck I thought it was. That was boring. What the fuck are you?
See, told you. Oh, this is just wholesome. Fuck it.
There's, Mexico, United States, and Canada, and multiple experiments will be underway.
We gotta be worried about the Mexican ones.
Yeah, they're trying to, experiments will be underway to better understand some of the biggest unresolved questions about the golden orb.
That's the sun.
Is it?
Yep.
Man.
Yes. Sounding rockets and planes.
Sounding rockets. That means they're going to fire. They're going to fire a missile up the moon.
You know, CERN's firing up the hydrogen.
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying.
What? Pay attention to shit.
No.
Why not?
Why would I?
You should. Hydrogen.
The hadron collider.
Uh huh.
The firing it up.
Okay.
Just on that day.
Just for fun.
So,
well, normally something bad happens every time they fire that shit up.
Oh, like what? 9/11?
Yeah, exactly. Twice.
Why were they fired up twice? Once for each tower. I'm right there with
three
you,
three towers fell that day.
What?
Three. Yeah, there's three towers.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
On 9/11?
Yes.
Yeah, there's Tower 9/11. 1 and Tower 2, then what was the other one called, though? Because it wasn't Tower 3.
The fucking Pentagon?
No.
No.
or the field.
Trust me, there's three buildings that fell.
There's four planes.
Mm-hmm.
Building, Pentagon, field.
The other tower fell because it's the towers, the twins.
There's a tower that fell that no one ever talks about in New York at 9/11. Yeah.
See, I don't know if this is real or you guys just fucking know.
I hate the fact that James isn't backing us up either.
See?
I'm not for sure.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
It says, okay, still on the eclipse thing, but it says, perhaps one of the most famous scientific milestones was in 1919, when a total solar eclipse provided evidence of Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity.
See?
Which is the scientist first systematically described in 1916.
It honestly looks like he's talking himself to sleep.
That's crazy. But still, I don't get it. How the fuck are the pilots flying the shit? Are y'all just flying drones?
What do you
The fucking high altitude planes are running up there during the eclipse.
If they're breaking their atmosphere, the eclipse is the least of the problem.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they can break the atmosphere, they can afford some window tint. Yeah.
He's got these motherfuckers flying around with a fucking welder's helmet on or some shit.
You're like, saying, yeah, this is like, hey man, you have a welding helmet. I get how you can do it, but how a very high, you know, very expensive, well teched out pilot, how?
I just, I don't feel like, no. You're trying, they don't want people on the roads.
Have you ever seen the MREs those people, those pilots eat? In the high-altitude planes. It's very crazy. All their food is like in syringes.
No. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they just squirted in.
You're just fucking with me.
No, I swear to God, they're like toothpaste containers.
Yeah, because they can't have crumbs. Everything's got to be semi-liquid.
Yeah.
And closed because they can't have crumbs floating around getting into instruments.
Yeah.
And it's got to be semi-solid. So it can't be liquid because it can have water droplets floating around either.
I get that. In my head, I was thinking like they were eating the shit at home. Like it was just their diet. I get when they're in the plane. I get that. Oh, that makes sense. But yeah.
No, actually they have to eat it a couple days before and after so they're not like puking and shit all over the
plane. Yeah, they've got to adjust to that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's why I don't like planes.
People are always trying to give me shots of food. Yeah. I fucking hate it. Oh, man. So you know that
plane shots are great.
The what?
Normal planes, their shots are great.
Oh. Yeah.
I think he just means alcohol.
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never been on a plane.
I don't ever order because that shit's expensive.
They're trying to get me on one in November and I don't want to.
It's not that bad. The takeoff's fun.
I don't think it'd be that bad.
My grandma's going to be half drunk or she's fucking nervous for X.
Really?
Yeah. See, I love it. I love
flying. I can't even pregame because like, I have to drive my family to the airport.
The entire time like I'm on the plane, I'm looking at shit.
Pregame at the airport.
Oh.
There are bars there. Oh. When we went to Disney, I think we had like 3 or 4 drinks before we got on the plane to go to Disney.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, what's that, sir? There's not much left. I gotta change that. That's a one.
You have all of that. There's a bunch of
them. Yeah. What do you mean there's all that? This is 3/4 full.
No, it's not, bro. There's no fucking way that's 3/4 full.
You said
I'm taking big ass drinks. Is it really? Have at it.
It's half so at least, hot. Yeah.
Like, this is like what I'm
might be.
I've been drinking that shit for days.
Oh, man, I'm at that level of high where I forget how volume works.
I'm just floating, so, like, everything's just, like, nice.
Oh, man. You know the, how Google will kind of predict what you're going to search or try to autofill when you're typing something in? This guy just typed in, my dad likes.
Uh-huh.
This is not a cold call. This is not a cold call. That's coming later.
Big first butts one, or dead babies?
The cold call.
Dead babies.
Oh, later. Fuck. See, now it's not a cold call because you warned it.
It still is because it has nothing to do with dead babies.
Oh, God. It's going to be some weird pedo shit.
Nope.
Animal shit?
We'll find out. Oh. My dad likes sugar is the first one.
Yeah, so did ours.
I was waiting on one of y'all to say that. I was like, somebody's got something.
Yeah, I was like, ask James about sugar and diabetes.
I learned what all diabetes encompasses.
Okay.
I was in the dark. Okay, hold on. Let me finish before y'all say anything.
After he's watched me diet after diet and battle, you know, weight loss and always try to do keto and shit.
He's
and knowing that I don't eat certain things, he found out why and it blew his mind.
The whole time you're talking, he's just going.
He's got to cough real deep. Can you cough big for me?
No, because I can't take a deep breath right now.
You got to just break that shit up, bro.
No, like, see, I always thought it was under, you just can't have sugar anymore.
Oh, no.
Sweets and shit.
Right.
I was like, well, I can give up, it's going to be a fight to give up pop, but I can give up, like, snacks.
Sweets. Did you get diagnosed with diabetes?
I'm tested for it. That's part of why I wasn't here.
Okay.
Okay. But then I come to find, Mandy told me, you can't have fucking bread and potatoes. Yeah. I'm like, motherfucker, that is my entire fucking life. Yeah. It's potatoes and sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
You might as well take me out in the woods and fucking shoot me. Because, mm-hmm. No, just be done. I'm going to die of diabetes.
Right? Even sometimes you have to have sugar because you haven't had enough. Like, our father-in-law will have to eat a Snickers every once in a while because Keystone Light doesn't have enough sugar in it. Apparently.
I fucking don't get it, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't either, man.
I even explained to you, I was like, that's why that joke at Scott Pilgrim is so funny. Bread makes you fat? I was like, that is why that's the funniest joke in the entire movie.
Bread makes you fat?
Because I thought everybody knew that.
Well, No?
I knew potatoes, I didn't know bread.
Mm-hmm. Nobody in my family's ever had diabetes.
Yeah. Like, potatoes don't make no sense to me either, though. Like, why the fuck is that? Why? What's in a potato?
Yeah.
Apparently. I don't know.
You know what has a shit ton of sugar in it? Carrots.
Like, out of a can?
Like, all carrots.
This is all carrots. All carrots,
man. God, you make me miss drunk so much right
now. Because it was the same level of curiosity as it was with the whole mood thing, but this time it was carrots.
Like, I'm just like, I'm asking.
Yeah, exactly.
Important fucking questions. Yeah, like,
so don't do carrots.
Yeah.
Don't do carrots.
Don't do carrots. Drugs.
Do drugs, man.
Sugar free.
Yeah. Weed is sugar free as fuck. I promise you.
I don't promise him. I don't know. Actually, I don't think you should eat it.
Well, I mean, if you get an edible. That's an edible though. I'm talking natural weed though. Just weed.
Like out of a can?
No. That's spinach.
Some weed oil infused with some honey. Though that's a lot of sugar there too, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, weed oil by itself just takes ass. Really.
So how do you make, like, weed butter? What do we do here? Just make that?
We record a podcast.
Well, I know that.
What?
Don't try to trick me.
Do weed water?
Like, he was talking about, like, weed honey. Yeah. You couldn't do it because that's a lot of sugar. You can't use butter.
Why can't you use butter?
I thought butter was bad for diabetes.
No.
No? Okay. Oh, okay. So we
just try to use, like, natural butter.
Yeah, okay.
We're just gonna make. Okay,
I think you're.
What are we making this shit at, though? Because I can't make it in my house.
Your edibles you have are gluten free. I mean, they're fine.
Look, you've already been pre gaming.
Yeah, you're
pre game for diabetes.
Pre game for diabetes. That's so fucked
up. Yeah. I fucking like this one.
He hasn't been because I don't know if you heard, but bread or potatoes and sandwiches, that's his life.
It is. It's all I fucking eat.
Yeah, but man, you don't want to lose a leg.
What'd you eat yesterday?
I don't know. I had fucking B&K yesterday.
Don't make me say it.
I had cheese fries. There's one potato. And I had fucking one cheese dog and a half a fucking tenderloin. A sandwich, a fucking hot dog, and some cheese fries. That's it, man. There it is.
Yeah, you're not allowed to eat the rest of the day.
What'd you have yesterday? Honestly, I don't want to say it, but it was a potato sandwich.
I like raw potatoes.
Me too.
Yeah, I'll eat them.
I can't remember the last time I had a sandwich.
I just had a turkey and drove along the house.
I've had cheeseburgers for dinner the last 2 days.
Nice. Do you know what I had for dinner tonight?
Potato sandwiches.
Nacho tots. I'm going to just starve to death and die.
You can get like gluten-free tortillas?
Fuck that gluten-free bullshit.
I got wheat tortillas, man, and I enjoy the fuck out of them.
Did you say wheat tortillas?
Wheat.
I wish I had wheat tortillas.
That would be fucked.
Fuck,
that's what we could do with it.
Make fucking bomb-ass enchiladas.
Okay.
You can infuse the wheat into every part of the meal.
Yeah, go for it, man.
You can't do beans in either, can you?
I think some beans.
Beans are high in starch.
They're probably like soybeans.
They're starchy as fuck.
Could be beans. Lima beans.
Why are you eating that shit?
You don't like lima beans?
No.
Lima beans are pretty good.
No.
Tastes just like a soybean. No.
It tastes nasty as fuck.
Keep that shit away from me, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what else has a lot of sugar in it?
Fucking air.
I don't know how to tell you this. It's Jägermeister.
You're fucking hit with air. You know, like, a lot.
All my life is just gone.
Yeah, everything.
The only thing that might have more is Fireball.
Yeah, I can see that shit. Crusty ass shit.
And rum chata. Rum chata is going to have a
fun time. Yeah, man, that's going to be rough. You better pray to God you're not diabetic.
I'm not.
I don't give a fuck if I got the paper that says I am. I'm not.
I just can't wait for him to look his doctor in the eye and, like, I'm going to will it away. While eating a fucking
not today, I'm not.
No. Today, I eat a hamburger. Tomorrow, I will it away.
Fuck.
I'm going to go home and pray.
I don't. Isn't, like, if you're diabetic, isn't tequila the go to alcohol that you're supposed
tequila
to consume?
Tequila and vodka.
You fucking love vodka.
I hate vodka.
I know.
I will drink tequila. Well,
do you still, buddy?
I don't mind tequila. I'm not allowed to drink tequila.
Why?
That's one of the ones that Manny says I get a little feisty on, so I like to have a good time. My dick usually comes out.
Okay. So, at like E&J, we know it makes you violent. Tequila makes you horny.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. It gave me the munchies the one time I got drunk on it. I ate an entire bag of apples so aggressively that my gums were bleeding.
Drunk?
A hammered off tequila, yeah. It's the only time I ever got drunk off of it.
And your gums were bleeding from what?
Eating a whole bag of apples very aggressively.
What? Yeah.
A whole ass bag, dude.
Just would not stop.
Just going full, nay.
Yeah, fucking tequila turns me into a werehorse, man.
Were they like Granny Smiths? What kind were they? Reds?
They were green, but like half of them were red when I was through with them. Because of all the blood.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
And I just kept eating.
Why apples?
What was there?
Fucking chips.
I was at home. I was at my buddy Joel's house. He was still living with his parents, but we were too young to be drinking. And we found his dad's tequila in a bag of apples. And I fucked that bag of apples up. I was probably eating them all suggestively, like, too, because apparently tequila can make you horny.
There's no way. That's impossible. If Carlito can't make me horny, neither can you.
Carlito, cool?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he lost games with that.
Wrestler.
He's a wrestler. Yeah.
His dad's a murderer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. No, that's his uncle, isn't it?
Well, that's his father, I'm pretty sure.
They killed, Brody Lee? Nope.
Nope, not Brody Lee.
Brody King.
Nope.
Bruiser Brody!
There
fuck.
You go.
Shooting Brody's in wrestling!
What are you talking about?
He got stabbed to death in the shower in Cuba.
In Cuba.
Oh.
By another wrestler, because I think he wanted to win a match. And the guy's like, well, I want to win the match. And the guy's like, no, I want to win the match. He's like, well, like, come check out this fucking shower, dude.
Yeah.
And then stabbed him to death.
Oh.
But he was like...
Howard Homelander's dad is the IRS.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. You're winning, buddy.
It wasn't Homelander. He just called it. He just said Cody Rhodes is Bray Wyatt.
What? I just got lost.
Homelander's dad was Dusty Rhodes. Bray Wyatt's dad was IRS.
Is that right? Did I get that wrong?
You did. Got it very
oh,
wrong.
Man, I got fucked up,
dude. We'll find the diabetes.
Hey, he's drinking water right now for those at home. He gave me his alcohol because he didn't like it. And he's drinking water. Already making steps.
Trying.
Yeah. So when do you think you'll know by? Will you know by next week?
No, probably next, the end of the month.
Really? It takes that long?
Well, no, she'll probably get my results back, but she ain't gonna fucking call and tell me.
They might.
They set me up for an appointment for a month, because I have to get my, that test, another test, a testosterone test, and my x-rays back from the shit they did, so.
Okay.
There's a bunch of shit.
Right. So.
I still need to get, like, my blood work and shit done. I've never still went and done it. I have the thing to go do it. Just haven't done it.
It don't take long, dude. It takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I heard. I just
they're super cool. Was quick about it.
Needles are scary.
So. I had blood work done on Friday.
Yeah, I was just have a problem finding my veins, and I'm like, fuck you guys.
No, I went straight from my doctor to South Marion, had it done, went to work.
I mean, I can stop in and do it after work. Maybe. Yeah. There's something else I had to have done too, but I haven't done it either.
Well, anyways, the Google fill it. It was dad likes sugar. Why did my dad like sugar?
Yeah.
Sorry, yes. I don't like sugar. I like bread. Fuck.
So what's the sugar substitute? Any like Splenda?
Yeah. I ain't eating that shit.
No?
Splenda? I shall kill you faster than sugar.
Really? Splenda, you can go sweeten though.
I used the pink packets.
Really? You like that shit?
I fucking love that shit. I can use sweeten though.
I like it better than I do like Splenda, the artificial sugars.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweeten tastes fucking
awful. I feel like but the like, artificial sugars, since the drink is cold, they don't fucking melt. So it's just gritty.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like Sweet and Low. That shit breaks down.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been prepping my whole life. Like I prefer like diet pops and stuff. So I can cut it when I need to. I do like bread though.
Tastes like violence is my alternate.
What?
Violence.
Violence.
Yeah.
We're not having soda or what?
All of it.
Oh. What part of that did you think he was going to enjoy?
The violence. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm going to kill you all. I still have the strength because I'm not going to stop eating.
Well, Chase is going to be the first one.
Oh, Chase is going to die. Oh, you're going to fucking kill him.
Chase walked up to the neighborhood before. He's like, look, don't fucking even. Not today. Don't say nothing. Don't do nothing.
I seen the look on his face. He was ready to instigate trouble. It's like, listen, not today.
That's when I had to come get you.
When are you going to have the conversation with him about when he should or should not start growing facial hair?
Because
that shit's weird, man.
I know.
He's growing a mane. Like, it's all the way, it's a border.
It's a circle. Yeah. He looks like an half Amish. I'm like, what are you doing?
He does, bro. And then he wore his button-down fucking shirt yesterday. And it should have been a cowboy hat. And I was like, you really trying to fit in with these people, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, he wore his nice boots.
But he said he wasn't going to shave until they all go get haircuts and shaved for the wedding. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
See, now I want him to be standing on the altar and have that facial hair in all the photos. Forever. He will, won't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Big old dumb smile on his face. Yeah. Chase wins today, boys. Chase
wins today. To get a cut. Mandy's ready for him to get his hair cut at least.
Yeah.
Okay. She was only last night about it. But what? His grandpa's not here to schedule
the
appointment.
The guy they go to isn't in town.
No. You got a guy on Main Street?
I have no fucking idea where they go. Never went with him.
Oh.
So the first one was my dad likes sugar.
Yeah.
The second one was my dad likes sugar so much.
Uh-huh.
The third one, my dad likes sugar so much he eats it with his nose.
Oh, the bug of sugar.
Yeah, it's cocaine, guys. And then my dad likes to leave me messages in his Minecraft server. I guess that's sweet if you're a father and son into Minecraft together.
Yes.
And the last one, my dad likes my feet.
What?
My dad likes my feet.
No.
Yeah. I mainly like that he eats sugar with
his nose. I feel like at one point in time my dad was jealous of my feet.
Well, yeah, you had two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait. You know it was later in life, not...
No, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, is that... Yeah. Man, we were driving to fucking Kokomo yesterday for a horse party. And I just turned horse into a verb. Like, hey, are you going to go horse? That was fun. Kids loved it. It's very funny.
It was a horse park.
Horse park. That's where the horse party was. Horse party was that horse park where you could horse.
And ride military vehicles.
Yeah, they have machine gun nights.
He was telling me about it. It sounded wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. Unfortunately, bullets can convert to sugar, so...
No, they can't.
They can't, no. Well, that...
Still enjoy that.
I mean, that last one could.
Manny told me I gotta get a credit card and start buying stuff.
Why?
Because I paid off all my loans again, so therefore I have no way of making credit.
Right.
So she's like, you gotta get a credit card and buy monthly shit. I was like, so I can start buying ammo and gun parts again?
Yeah.
She's like, I guess.
Yeah, get one, spend 30 or 50 on it a month, and that's how
we get a tax tape in 3 to 5 days right now. We'll get you a suppressor.
How much are they, though?
$200 for the tax tape and probably 4 to 6 for the suppressor.
That's more than what I can spend.
They'll hear him.
See, here, I'm getting rid of my suppressor.
I want two. Money, I would.
I need one for the 9 and I want one for my AR.
Oh, shit, I'm projecting.
Yeah.
What if you have the license, I just have it?
That doesn't work.
No.
And you have a tax stamp per suppressor.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the suppressor goes on, you got to have a tax stamp per.
Both.
Buy me one, too, and then I'll pay back.
See, I think that's a straw purchase, and that's illegal.
Well, I mean, we put it in my name.
That seems very...
I literally just need your cash. I'll put it in my name. That's not a question. I don't need you to, quote-unquote, put it in your name or anything. No,
I'm just fuck.
Exactly, me too.
No, I just got handed, like, $68, so...
Oh, you're part of the reason I broke.
Rolling in it.
It was $70. Two up on next year, don't forget.
He's two up on next year.
Two up on next year.
Yeah, it's on the show now.
Yep.
I was like, you'll remember too. This is bullshit. They would like you to meet Jacob. This is very serious. Okay.
Is this your callback?
Or cold call?
Yeah.
No. He invented a new... That involves masturbation. When I start talking about masturbation, that's some distinct...
Animal masturbation?
No.
It's weird that animals do it.
It's true, I've seen
it. Yeah, we had a chihuahua that sucked its own dick, Chris.
I watched a dog used to masturbate on its own leg.
Mm-hmm. On its own leg. I think we talked about that on the show. And just for... you want a callback joke. That's the sound of chihuahua makes when he sucks his own dick. Surprisingly loud, man. And like he thought it was quiet.
Frightening sound.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the fucking night. Or just any time during the day.
That's gross as fuck when you hear a female dog do it.
It's like, oh, it's so loud.
Oh, does it all night, every night.
It's like, stop.
Lola's on her fucking rag right now, and I'm like, you fucking dirty bitch. Shut the fuck up. That's all I hear all night long.
Is she not fixed?
Hell no.
Hell no. You think the government's getting this out of my dog?
No, the last one I tried to get fixed died. I'm going to hold off.
You
like,
don't say.
Yeah.
Time to hit me, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to hold the fuck off.
No, I want to breed Luna once before I get her fixed.
Oh, well, Luna's not fixed either.
Disgusting.
Yeah. What?
He's going to fuck the dog.
They're same size.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. You got the same head.
Equally strong. Honestly, some
measurement. Both of them shit on red.
Luna has a life red.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, you toss her a piece of bread, she'll be like, eh? And then she'll look at you like, what the fuck was that? And like, if you don't go pick it up, you're like, no, you're going to eat that shit. She will eventually. But otherwise, no, she detests it.
That's the weirdest fucking thing ever. My dogs will eat anything that's not green.
My dog will eat anything.
I said Daisy won't eat popcorn.
Sting didn't like popcorn.
Weird.
Yeah.
Luna likes popcorn.
The fuck,
man? I see my dog eat a tomato.
Like whole?
No. No, like...
I was like, damn. You should probably feed your dog.
He slices it up during the salad.
Listen, Sting would eat any vegetable if it had ranch on it. But that picky motherfucker, we took him out for his last birthday. We took him to Burger King and got him chicken nuggets. He would not eat the nuggets until they were dipped in ranch. He'd just stare at it. And then Shane would take it and dip it and he'd eat it right away.
He
knew. Yeah.
He wants his dip, bro.
I remember when I had a dog that I cared about. Meet Jacob.
I see Jacob.
You see Jacob?
Yep.
I see Jacob.
He invented a new kind of novelty popcorn that was so good that when Al-Qaeda tried it, it convinced them to stop being terrorists. There's just one problem. That never happened. Jacob was aborted on March 12th, 2009. What a fucking anti-abortion commercial? Meme? I don't know.
A fucking, yeah, billboard.
A novelty popcorn that was so good that when Al-Qaeda tried it, it convinced them to stop being terrorists.
What did that popcorn have to taste like?
How many virgins?
72.
Is it 72?
Right?
No, yeah. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Well, you never read that book, huh?
No. He stroked it off before he picked it up. I saw it, yeah.
It's just like trying to watch
Fuck off.
Andre the Giant grab something.
No fucking hand grip, alright? I have no hand strength, okay? We'll make sure I pick it up before I halfway get up and drop it.
It's like you came at it like you were half-ass blind and didn't know how far your hand needed to be open.
It's the glaucoma, let me alone. It's
a sideways claw machine. You're trying to line that motherfucker up.
Oh, man. So, did you guys hear the good news about the Siamese twins?
No.
Oh, they got married.
They got married!
Yeah, she sucks dick. And the sister reads a book.
Yeah, well, spoilers, man.
I couldn't.
Right? No way.
Well, it's like the twin boys. The one's fucking gay.
What?
Yeah, yeah, one of them's gay story, and the other one's not, yeah.
Huh.
And they only got one dick.
And they only got one bowl.
Hey, I got two mouths.
Nah, yeah, the other one is not. I'm like, I don't know how. There's no way.
See, this is the Siamese where they're conjoined. They're just. It's a body with two heads. Essentially, I don't know how many legs they have. Could be two. Care. Could it's be three. Gross. I don't know. It's not gross. It's beautiful people. Look at them.
Shut the what? Don't lie, Danny.
No. Look how happy that man is.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's got two
chicks. He thought he was getting two blowjobs. He's not, though.
Yeah, well.
One bitch just reads a book and listens to podcasts.
Oh, shit. I forgot you were on the left. I accidentally fucked your sister's face. I get my left and right mixed up. I'm sorry. And I realize you're screaming stop. That's my sister the whole time. But also, I thought you were
sick. They have to, like, change their hair colors.
Do you think it's, like, the roughest blowjob ever or just, like, the easiest
blowjob? I don't think they have that much articulation.
I'm just saying, he's fake fucking the shit out of her. She's reading a book just jerking next to her.
It's rough, dude. But, hey.
Shout out to him. He's getting a blowjob.
It's he's just like, oh, fuck, he's doing better than me. My wife doesn't read or something.
She reads, that's it.
Oh, son of
a bitch. I'm not sucking dick. Like, this is fucking sex books. What
married,
the fuck?
You married the wrong head.
Yeah.
What's going to happen when she gets married? The other twin?
They don't have a big ass house.
Well, no, that's only three bodies.
Yeah, true that. That's
no, I just meant like.
It's going to be a lot of.
Every other night you get to fucking sleep with him?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, it's weird. Do you just like, she lays on her back and you sleep on your wife's side of the body. Anyways, that's Brittany and Abby Hensel. For the listeners at home, if they want to Google them, it's.
They've been on like the TLC channel since they were like 11 or 12 years old. They're super famous.
Yeah, they got married March 30th. My son's birthday, just last Saturday. They're at Two Heads Are Better, which does make it seem like they both sucked it, but whatever. because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you. So this went on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. Like, hey, we know you think about us fucking this dude, and it's all you care about, so here we're just going to lay it out for you. Yes, I have sex with my husband. Yes, I go down on him. Yes, my sister Brittany is there.
Yeah.
No fucking shit. Yeah. No. We put a blanket over her. Yeah. She falls asleep.
I'm sure she's to say that they share orgasms, too.
Would you stop?
Sorry.
Yes, my sister and I orgasm as one.
Yeah.
But when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book.
See, this is how excited I want you to be when I bring up 9/11.
What?
Knowing all the information.
Oh, right.
Stuff. Like,
you mean the third tower?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Third tower.
Guantanamo Bay.
That's in Cuba.
Yep. Nowhere near New York.
No, I was naming another place.
Closer to Florida.
I think it's because they just had that fucking earthquake.
Who?
New York.
Oh, yeah.
You guys getting a vasectomy?
No shit.
Well, it happened, yeah.
Oh. That would suck.
I think it's okay.
Okay.
I think she's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Severed. You get it. Yes, my sister and I orgasm as one, but when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast, so she just puts the pleasure out of her mind. Yeah. You know, you're having an orgasm and you're like, over it.
Yeah. Never.
Hell no, she's coming so hard, too. Just like, Yo, you enjoyed your book? Yeah, I was reading out loud. This lady was having...
So does one control one arm and one leg, one control the other?
I don't know, man. I probably.
There has to be a reason, because the other one, they have to try killing one another.
But how's the other one read the book, then? She can't hold it if old girl controls that arm, too, because she's going to be using that shit.
It's true.
Hey, you stop jerking me off. Well, my sister needs the page turn. That's true, because you're going to have sex in a way where you can have the book laying down, because you only have the one free hand, because your sister's getting railed.
So yeah, the other half of dude. Yeah,
and like you're gonna be looking at the side. She's not reading a fucking book. I guess it could be an ebook. But I hate when people listen to an audiobook and say, "Hey, I'm reading." No, you're not, you lazy bitch. Okay,
listening to a podcast.
You're listening to a podcast. Yeah, whatever. But I just, I find that endlessly fascinating, and I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could have sex with a torso that had two heads on it.
No.
Does that make me a small person? Maybe.
Yeah. No.
Why would you just try to fucking coerce and marry both?
Well, they're not whores.
Legality.
Yeah, you can't marry two people. You can't have two wives.
They're not two fucking people.
They are. They have two brains.
No, there's one person.
They have one job and share one salary.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but the college went too many to pay two tuitions. They're graduating got one job and one salary.
So they've been getting fucked for a while.
Yeah, I mean, they're used to it.
Hell yeah. No wonder the sister can just ignore it and read a book.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I guess they're two minds to educate, so...
I'm just saying, let's say we were sisters instead of brothers.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You know? Yeah. Or not, no. Hell, we can still be brothers in this situation. If every time you suck dick, it sounded like it was right next to me and I could hear it and smell the penis, I'd be upset.
Oh, guess what? I want to suck sticky dick. Okay. Shut the fuck up with that. I'll tell you right now.
I can smell this man's bush over here.
You've got to imagine, it's come out and it's hit the other one many times.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Many fucking times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have somebody came on that one. Just because the other one's doing what they're doing.
Well, say, yeah, any money shot is going to lead to you jizzing on her sister.
Somewhere.
Unless you get specifically her face.
Guess what? You're going to start taking a shower afterwards, too.
Right, yeah. It seems like it would take some adjusting.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't you just try to coerce and marry both of them then? And be done with it.
Legality, man. We already said it.
So that'd be the only
They're two consciousnesses.
Consciousnesses.
I don't think it's right either. But
I don't think so either.
What I'm saying is, I think they're lying. I don't think she reads a book. I think it's bullshit.
Oh, yeah. You know, shit. Yeah. They share orgasms.
I mean, they're one body.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, man, I keep looking at the picture. I'm like, I don't know if I could get harder
around. Let me see the picture. I just want to see, like, new updated picture of them.
Let me zoom. There you go.
Oh, yeah, the one on the right, yeah, all right, she's the one that got married, ain't it?
They both seem happy.
Not the one on the right, but like if
it's
you flip flop, the one that's
because one does, furthest away. Yeah, the one that has a neck. I know what you mean. You can just say that. Yeah. The other one,
the one that's not a shoulder bone.
It looks like a shoulder. The shoulder.
That's a big ass shoulder pad. Yeah. So the one on the left has always looked fugly. I wouldn't say fugly, but I said
you shouldn't
it.
Say fugly. I didn't.
I don't mean fugly.
She doesn't even have her own body, and you're over there dunking on her.
She's fucking ugly.
We don't know which one got married. That's the head that's closer to the husband. I bet that's the one that did get married. Or do you think they put the poor single sister in the middle, which seems fucked up? Well, I guess they do every night.
They could have just tucked her behind, though.
Oh, you put the arm in between? Oh, that'd be so fucked up because you see the top of her head? Yeah. Oh, man.
I want to see the wedding photo where she got cropped out.
She must be reading a book.
Yeah. I wonder if they've ever gotten in a fight.
Oh, they had to.
Like, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw you look at me when I was sucking his dick, and then they start fighting. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I'd rather be conjoined like that or like the brothers. Because the other one has like a torso.
It's like coming out of the side?
Unless they tried separating and they couldn't.
Yeah, they basically like just carries his brother.
Okay, yeah. Do you know if they shared orgasms or not?
I don't know. No.
It's weird that they weren't
so... The way they look, like, just as a person, it's too nerdy, so no pussy.
Right, but... Just because you don't have sex doesn't mean your dick doesn't fall off.
Would you trade Jacob for them? Would you let Jacob live?
So, like, Jacob lives and Al-Qaeda eats the popcorn, but I have to fuck the twins?
No, but there's no twins. The twins got the abortion and not Jacob. Would you trade Jacob for the twins?
Yeah. Jacob wouldn't be on X, but like, hey, I share orgasms with my shoulder. True.
I mean, they got people that follow him. I mean, like you said, they've been on.
I'm surprised they don't have an OnlyFans.
Well, you have to,
have to pay for it. I have to see.
Like, no.
I can't
it's just
wait.
One body.
I cannot wait for this OnlyFans generation to, like, I don't know, phase die out. Or something. Yeah. Like, I'm so sick of all this shit.
I think a lot of them are going to die alone in nursing homes because their family is yeah. too embarrassed to take care of them.
You know, I realized I meant to talk to this with a mom yesterday.
I don't like how...
Oh, she got to start OnlyFans.
No, I want her to get...
The way you started, like, not mom.
I want her to get a perm. Like, the traditional old lady perm?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that generation of old ladies died out, and we need to kickstart the next generation.
Of perms?
Of old lady perms.
No, I hate a fucking perm. I hate the smell of a fucking perm.
You don't
perm.
Have to fuck
them,
Ray.
I'm not.
They want to like, pinch out. Your cheeks and bake you cookies. We need more of that. We need less OnlyFans and more
Sweet Sue's.
Exactly.
Which you've also sexualized in the past. So.
I just like a perm. I fucking hate the smell of a perm. You walk by me with a perm and it makes me want to throw up.
I gotta continue with a perm.
My mom
like.
Ruined me with that shit.
Okay.
It hit my grandma.
My grandma's finally embraced her age. She stopped dyeing her hair.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you've seen her lately.
I haven't seen her since Christmas.
Gray. She let it go all gray.
Hmm. It's interesting. She'd be different.
So I was masturbating to porn, as usual.
Of course.
This is from Reddit.
Yep. Two heads, one cup.
What if they're like, hey, I'm going to jerk it. This is just like, the fuck you are? I'm going to jerk it. Yeah. And then they fight over who gets to jerk it.
I just like to wonder, like, how do you pick jobs and shit? Like, I really hate this fucking job. Well, I really love this fucking job. Like, they argue over everything.
What? You'd have to kill one of them or make a
nah, dude, I would, every time I was mad at, like, if we were conjoined, I'd just go fucking limp. I would completely go dead. I'd go boneless on your ass and I would be dead fucking weight. Half your body just paralyzed on the floor. That's it.
Sounds like work.
You're a piece of shit.
Have you ever seen the show The Oblongs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The set of brothers in there.
No, yeah. So I was masturbating to porn as usual, and then I noticed someone poke at me from behind. I was nervous because I thought it was my dad or something. About to beat up my ass for watching porn.
Was he standing up while drinking off?
Yeah. But I realized it was my stupid dog. My silly dog looked all judgmental and worried and then started to give my hand a few ball taps. It's so bad.
What? Danny, I don't even know why you're laughing.
Yeah, it's gross.
The dog's just tapping his fucking hand while he's trying to masturbate.
Oh.
Hey, stop worrying.
Okay.
He's not joking. He's like,
I am ashamed for you.
Yeah. He's like, rah-roh.
Yeah.
Rop it, Raggy.
I just used to watch. Like, not me masturbate, but like fucking. I bet you'd come and sit in the doorway and just watch. Like,
you think Daisy doesn't leave the bed?
Yeah.
She's right there. She'll growl. Like, why the fuck are you bumping into me?
Yeah, Lola will come in and check and then she disappears, but.
Oh, Angel used to get so fucking mad.
Sting would listen to podcasts.
Daisy will like lick the sheets and shit under her. She's a freak, man. Daisy's a freak. Don't ever let my dog lick you.
I'm not.
No, Sting got the beat on one time, and after that, it was fucking dogs out of the room, door shut.
See, that's why I don't sleep naked, right there.
I don't let my dogs in my room when I sleep.
No, well, see, my dog sleeps with me.
No, my so dogs sleep so with the boy. Yeah. Where was I? Alright, so he thought it was his dad that was going to beat up on my ass for watching porn, but I realized it was my stupid dog. My silly dog looked all judgmental and worried, and then started to give my hand a few paw taps telling me to stop. Angry, I decided to browse Pornhub and decided to masturbate to bestiality porn featuring a dog of that same species.
What the fuck is wrong with this dude?
He's getting revenge!
This dude's gonna fuck his dog.
Ah.
Man, speaking of fucked up animal shit...
I'm not done.
Okay, well, continue.
Okay, so he found... That's...
I might have ruined my daughter's future today, but continue.
Okay. I'll remember. And the dog started growling at my dick and foaming at the mouth at the same time. That's when my dog gave me a tiny nibble on my balls, which made me ejaculate on its face. That's when my father appeared out of nowhere and caught me in the act. I got a severe ass beating that day.
Yeah, for face fucking your dog? Yeah.
Yeah.
Masturbating on the dog. Yeah, just your coming dog
was,
on the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Your dog was tired of you face fucking it, so it was like, I'm gonna bite your shit this time.
I also screenshot the first comment. I'm scared. I'm proud. What? I don't get what you are saying. I do. That was my cold call for this episode.
Okay.
So you think you ruined your daughter's life, huh?
Yeah.
Did you let her listen to this show?
No, worse.
Did you put her name on the electric bill?
No.
What?
No, I haven't reached that part of poverty yet.
Yet.
Yeah. We'll see how many medical bills show up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just call me Mike.
It's real dad like of you.
That's fucked up, man.
I don't think. It might have been a Freudian slip.
I'm pretty sure we all heard it, right?
I don't know.
No, so obviously, daughter's birthday's coming up. You know, we had a horse.
Yeah, horse party.
And then, like, we didn't bring our presents to the party because we wanted her to have stuff to open on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So, we let her. Well, yes, last time we gave her Stanley Cup, which, big hit. And then she took it to the playground with her today. And there was a bunch of these other little white girls around. She's like, oh my god, you got a Stanley Cup. And they had, like, a seance around it. It was weird. Swear to God, they're like worshiping this cup.
Oh, sweet awesome. Barbie in the sky!
What the fuck?
It was nice. But
sounds fucking terrifying.
Anyway, today, she opened up a Barbie in a tube thing, and I thought it came with a dog. Okay. She opens this up, and it's a Barbie in a full furry costume. She got a furry Barbie.
She fucking loves it, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah. She wanted to bring it out in public. I was like, no.
No!
No, I mean, like, it's in a full mascot costume. Like, it's got the head. The head. The actual stuffed head. The paws. The big stuffed feet. Full of, like, fucking shit.
Yeah, pants, you bottom. Take the fursuit off, but the tail's still there, man.
I don't think it has a tail, thank God.
Because it's a butt plug.
What was that toy she got? The baby?
Oh, with a dick?
Yeah.
That was a weird one. It was a little like LOL doll.
Yeah, it was just an LOL doll.
All of his clothes came off and they gave it a penis.
Hole and all.
Did it have a butthole?
No, I'm talking, it had like a penis or a vagina hole, whatever they wanted it to be.
Oh, it had a dick hole? I didn't,
yeah, it was
I didn't
a whole get up in there like right that. There. Oh, I was checking it out.
I think it's just the way the plastic was molded, but it's very...
dick-like.
Yeah.
It was definitely a dick. You can put that little seam anywhere. Yeah. They put it between the legs in the front.
Yeah.
Now, was it supposed to be like a mascot thing or is it just... You bought it, motherfucker!
It didn't. What did it look like on the fucking packaging?
Well, if you look at the packaging, you can probably tell that it was like a furry edition thing. Uh-huh. And they were on sale at Walmart because I don't think they were hot sellers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like great. In a tube. And it said, like, I don't know. I thought it just killed the dog, man. Uh-huh. I thought it was just like, I don't know.
Came with fursona.
Yeah, no, it's a full fursona. I almost brought it with me.
I posted that on Facebook the other day about what? Max. I said that he found his fursona.
What's his persona?
I don't know. I was just, like, making shit up for him. He was being an asshole. And his friend Kane seen the fucking post and told everybody in his sixth period science class that he was
you're
a furry.
Your son so fucking bullied for no reason.
Fuck.
That's fucked up.
He tried to post fucked up photos of me. And I was like, funny thing is, none of my people will see them because I have to accept this shit to post it on my shit.
There you go. I don't get on Facebook anyways. I
don't. He's got some of me asleep, so. I got some of him asleep. It's all right.
I mean, it's illegal to post because my balls are on his forehead, but he loves it.
Loves getting teabagged.
That's my boy.
Just raccoon the fucking give him raccoon eyes one night when he's asleep.
Fucking happy Father's Day 2018, and it's just teabagging the fuck out of him. Yeah, that's fucked up. You can tell people that his persona is Dingo Dan, and he'll eat your baby all night long because that is fucked up.
That's your persona.
You can borrow it.
You can borrow it.
Yeah, you can borrow it. Not the suit though; it's too crusty.
It's a purple poodle.
It was better before I knew what it was. No, it's actually kind of like.
You
want
to find an image?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find it.
But yeah, purple poodle.
Barbie furry.
I'd have to use furry in the title. It's a very niche audience. You got Violet J. You got Violet J's daughter. I think that's it. I think it's all the furries.
No, I was talking to somebody about that shit.
You're what? The Turtle Terry, I believe?
Yep.
Yeah, Turtle Terry. Man, it's hard to say it's not that.
What else would that be?
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, the fuck?
That's definitely...
That is definitely furry convention Barbie, right?
Yeah, a furry costume on a Barbie.
Yeah.
We're going too far,
furry
guys.
Furry Barbie.
We're going too far, guys. I don't know. I don't have to worry about the Barbies and stuff, thankfully.
Yeah, I spent so long today fucking opening girl toys. I fucking hate them.
Oh, I bet.
Everything is so many pinned. Parts. Oh my god,
so many parts.
No, even if it, like, boy toys and stuff, like Shawn Michaels, they, they put so many fucking just little hoops and wraps around, and it takes for fucking ever to open anything. At least, like, with boy toys, there's not, like, a ton of small accessories. But girl toys, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why they got pinned Barbie hair to the back of the packaging. It's the fucking worst. That's I'm fucking weird.
I didn't know they did that.
They do oh, yeah.
They do with capes sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that for my son. I know that for my NECA collection.
They probably pin them there just so, like, they don't fall off or some shit.
Probably. I don't know. A lot of stuff, like, the adult collectibles are sometimes now being made to be kept in package.
Yeah.
Good for fucking, you know, bad collectors.
Yeah, smart people.
But, because, yeah, I got that Casey Jones as the Phantom, and it was kind of pinned up.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Is that, I don't want to end the episode with that statement.
No. I don't know. Let's say what else happened.
Yeah, what else happened? You're in anybody else's life? You threw your stepson's bow in an attic you can't get to.
Yeah, that's fine.
And you bought your daughter a furry Barbie, which she loves, and as long as she's happy, that's fine.
Yeah. She had horses.
There was horse.
Man, there was a big-ass fucking horse.
I didn't know horses got that big, for real.
Bro, Clydesdale's are bigger than that fucking horse. Like, I've seen, like, the Clydesdale horses are fucking massive. But that horse was fucking big as fuck.
Yeah, that's true. Your wife made the reservations and didn't realize that there were different sized horses. And got two small horses, so the only adult that could ride was my wife.
I don't even feel like they were small horses. Fuck, I feel like we would have been cool getting on that horse.
It says 150-pound weight limit.
Yeah.
I'm going around a circle once.
Well, I don't know, man.
Here's a 20.
I'm not getting on that.
Here's a 20. Let me...
On the big boy? I'd have got on his ass. That's a big ass
that
horse.
That is too high up off the ground for me. I am. No.
Yeah, if you fall off the horse and the drop could kill you, it's too big of a horse.
I see what a horse did to fucking Superman.
Yeah.
I'm not Christopher Reeves.
I walked mine over just now. I was like, don't kick me. That was the first word I thought about. Like, don't fucking kick me. I put my arm up like it's going to stop something.
That ain't going to shit, man. It's going to shatter your palm. It's
I'd rather that than my head.
That's true, actually, yeah.
I thought about it. I was like, don't walk behind a horse. Why the fuck did I go this way? I'm like, let me walk around out far enough where I don't think your legs can extend.
So you don't think that kid actually came out of that dog's face?
No, I think he did. But I think he was raping the dog.
And that's why the dog was aggressive.
Right. I've never thought of looking up certain porn as revenge, either.
Well, revenge porn is a thing.
Yeah, but not when it comes to dogs. I didn't think. You can't just find bestiality on Pornhub, can you?
Why can't you?
It's illegal.
I've never looked.
I haven't either.
Yeah, so yeah, it's not something
that might don't pull your phone out.
I'm not.
Okay, I thought you were. I was like,
hell right. No.
Okay. I don't want to
run on that list.
Yeah, all right. Well,
I guess... that's more forced porn, as Brad's explained.
Forest porn?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, hey, AMF and Dave Mons.
Chris Mons.
Yeah, I'm Tim.
John Williams.
Hold your beer.
Well, hold your beer.
Hopefully we won't be dead.
From what?
The eclipse, motherfucker!
It's the moon going in front of the sun! We'll be fine!
And what if they hit? What if they hit?
Well, then we're fucked.
All right, then.
But,
so many miles between
them. Yeah, I know. The, it's the
whole... days, yeah.
I hate a phenomenon that's so infrequent that people forget that it's happened many, many times. So, like, well, this is the big one, guys. Nah, it happens fairly frequently. It's already happened in our lifetimes. So I'm assuming we'll be fine. Don't look up if you do have cool glasses on or a welding helmet. I don't know if a welding helmet would do it. Don't take that from me.
My kid ain't got no glasses.
You turn it all up.
Give him my welding helmet. It's in the garage. If you want to go outside
and see it. I'd set it on the darkest setting. Yeah. Is it automated?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn it up.
How about maybe just the glasses are so cheap.
You might have
so
to flick your lighter in front of it to get to set first.
The glasses are so cheap, and they work. I would go with that.
The glasses? You
know they work? Yeah, I wouldn't risk my son's eyesight on a welding. I hope so, because I got myself a
pair. Either way, don't stare at it for a long period of time.
Well, no shit.
Just like a quick little...
I'm trying to take a photo of it.
Yeah, that's probably the safest way to do it.
Well, I mean, I'm a little...
Or people say yesterday, oh, burn up the camera of your phone. It'll fuck up your phone. Take a picture.
Yeah, that's what my boss was telling me. He's like, yeah, supposedly it's going to be like so hot that it'll like irritate your skin and shit.
I don't.
It's only supposed to be 74 is the high for tomorrow. The fuck you mean? Like,
supposed to get up to 74?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I gotta find shorts.
Yeah, like real. That's the real news here.
It's like the rays are gonna be that strong or some shit. Because he works for the fire department and they got all the firehouses stationed in different areas during the shit tomorrow.
Right. Well, they're expecting like car accidents and shit. From
well,
going...
the guy I work with is part of the fire department over in Matthews. He said they're staged up by 69 with their four wheelers, gas cans, and shit like that. Because they expect people just to pull over and stop. And they're expecting 69 to be blocked up, more or less deadlocked, from fucking Fort Wayne to Indy.
Damn.
Because we're in prime territory.
Yeah, yeah. It's like every hotel room around here is fucking rented out right now.
Really?
Yep.
Delta. I was talking. I seen Boston Dad earlier, and I was talking to him about it. And we're talking about how one of the airlines is actually doing a special flight, so that way when it's peak, it's going to pass this way and then turn and pass this to the other side.
Really?
And you can check it out from space and shit, or
from the air,
up in the air. Higher altitude, yeah.
Whatever.
Space.
Not space. Higher altitudes, yeah.
Love flying.
But
I know they got I-70 shut down too.
$900 a seat and shit.
No shit.
There's people on Facebook like renting out part of their properties. They're like, you know, come out and fucking camp, hang out, whatever for the fucking solar eclipse and shit.
What?
That's what I'm expecting to happen at my work.
Yeah.
Our parking lot's gonna be full of a bunch of fucking gawkers.
Yeah.
Eating my free popcorn and buying my cheap soda.
They're shutting down where we were.
I say there's a lot of people that are shut down. I say Cafe Valley shut down.
Yeah.
Because my brother's supposed to come over tomorrow. No, that's why I'm just saying it's so weird to me that it's that big of an ordeal. Like, it's a fucking eclipse. Like,
are you getting off work early?
No, I get off 3 o'clock. I'll be on the roof.
Wait. That's a tall ass
boat. My boss is like, why the fuck would you go to the roof? I'm like, higher viewing point. And he's like, you can still see it from right fucking here. I'm like, yeah, very close to do it.
Space.
Won't you feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it burns. I just finished my Deep Eddies.
That's fine.
I will. Next.
Fish, too.
They're really good. I'm going to stick with my two thumbs and whatever I said for Sweet Sue's, because it doesn't matter, because it sure as hell didn't get a high enough ranking to bump down fucking serial killers.
Serial killers.
Man,
it's hard to tell. There's just a lot of bullshit up there.
Yeah, Yams just kept on sticking cans up there. Back when his hands were.
I was brought my duck today.
Your duck?
This guy's got a good looking duck. He's got a top hat.
Yes, he does.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Are we talking about rubber ducky? Or?
No, he's made of wood.
Oh, well, wooden ducky.
It's wood? I didn't pick it up.
Yep, it's made of wood. It's a hand doing this. Okay.
The middle finger.
But the wrist is the feet. Okay. And they put a bill on it.
Nice.
And that's what it is.
Oh, okay. It's a middle finger duck.
So then I put a hat, top hat on it.
Oh, okay.
So now he's a fancy duck.
Fancy middle finger duck. I dig it.
I'll send you a picture later.
Appreciate it.
Great. Send it to the group. I want to see it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
Two. All the way around. Like, it's perfect for me. But I knew that going down, so I bought it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking love it.
Well, so
I love grapefruit flavored drinks.
Let's say I called you earlier because I knew you had a busy weekend and you're low on funds.
I've not been working.
And you're like, oh no, I still got Deep Eddies. I was like, you bought that for you like a fucking month ago. I was like, I'll bring it.
Okay. I still got fucking that weird ass Smirnoff from Christmas.
What?
That weird Smirnoff variety pack I won in the fucking bullshit for
Christmas party. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are still my friends.
I don't know what this word Brooke bought those.
I got them. I almost... Just cleaned out everything.
I got a Mario light and a fucking
massage
pillow.
Like, what kind of beer is that?
You got the Mario light for me.
Yeah, it did. I got the same with the pillow. They're in the same package. Which, you suck, by the way. When you say, like, I open that shit, you're like, I just bought stuff I wanted. The head massage pillow thing, I need to give back to you because it's specifically meant for your gaming chair. I can't use it fucking anywhere on my property.
What are you talking about?
You bought it. You put it on the back of your chair and it massages the back of your neck and head when you play video games.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. It's somewhere in the house.
I bought it.
I didn't give it back to you.
Yeah, I got the same gaming chair. I mean, I don't use it anymore because I found out someone jerks off in it, but besides that. Oh, I didn't tell you about that?
You don't know about this. We got you.
No, dude. I forgot.
You already pulled the pin on this grenade.
It's funny.
Hey, go ahead and explain what happened at the beginning of the show that I don't know about, that I can't know about. Go ahead and explain that to me.
You can't know about it.
Shut up.
33's
in there. This is just a callback from last week.
The Three Kings.
Yeah, when you're not here, we call ourselves the Three Kings.
Like the Three Wives.
33's up. Yeah. That's it. That's the whole thing.
You're not missing much.
No, not at all.
That's it.
Last week I started the show by going 1, 2, 3. Three Kings, baby. You listen to the whole beer. That was it. So you throw your threes up. It kind of looks like a K. Three Kings. I don't know if you can make this hand motion gesture right now, anyways. Oh, he's in! Oh, shit. Now it's a 4. Yeah. That's just the Four Horsemen.
You need a cooler way to throw up four.
Yeah, you take one away. That's the shocker.
Or east side.
Oh, you spread them out. Yeah, east side. Anyways, Chris, you're not getting away that easy. I'm sorry, buddy.
I had nothing to do with it.
Well, I'd hope not.
What do you mean?
The masturbation.
The masturbation.
Oh, I'm not the one that masturbates in the chair.
It's Courtney.
And honestly, I can't look at it the same.
It's in your living room.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, what happened?
Jacob came over from school and caught her.
Caught her?
Yeah.
He's making that up.
Oh.
I am making that up.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yip said it was Courtney. I couldn't imagine the trauma of walking in on my mom masturbating.
In your gaming chair.
You gave me it?
Because I don't own a gaming chair.
I don't either.
Okay.
I do.
I jumped out of it all the time.
Came home and...
Who? Who?
Who do you think? Courtney.
Yeah, I figured.
And Nova.
Oh, no! Oh, no, Street Fighter Innocent for Nova!
Someone was standing, like, or was at the computer, heard the door turn around, looked, and then ran down the hallway with his pants around his ankles.
So you know he didn't run very fast when he had one leg out.
And when he was in the bathroom for an extended period of time, and he came back out wearing a different shirt. I don't know, man. But there was, like, no, she, like, instantly checked the computer. There was no, like, porn searches or anything on it. So I don't know if he was just jerking off the thought of owning a gaming PC or what. I don't know.
Just jerking off his tower.
Yeah.
You're so colorful.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, okay.
So, yeah, I lost a gaming chair.
That's no good to anybody else now.
Yeah.
So, does he need a head massager for it?
No, I'm scared of where he'd put it.
It's his pants.
Yeah.
Okay, so, they walk in. He goes, oh no!
Yeah, you heard like the poker song, and then he just ran away. Yeah.
And then he's in the bathroom
yeah.
for an extended period of time.
I think so. So I was at home,
he just had to finish.
Wouldn't you?
No. Oh god.
Danny, I don't know how close he was. He might be like there.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah.
He was just trying to clean up the mess. That's why he changed his shirt.
Yeah, then he came back with a different shirt on. Oh, which means he either used it for cleanup or he's a sweaty masturbator. I don't know. I don't want to know. That is so fucking great. I don't want a teenager. I don't want.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, you haven't caught Parker, like.
No.
No.
Oh, he's still so sweet and innocent for at least 6 more months.
Six more months.
Not even a little.
No.
See, no, I never caught Chase either.
Yeah. I don't
want to. Nah. Closest thing, Chase. Closest thing is we found condom wrappers in his fucking pants.
That's weird. He was wearing them to masturbate.
He skipped
the
whole thing.
That's why
man, he's so tiny.
That's why he masturbates with condoms on. They never had that talk. Oh, man. I don't want to get my hand pregnant, Dan.
He's just trying not to make a mess. Trying to get somewhere to catch it.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's thinking to clean up. Yeah. He's just got it hanging off the tip.
The side of his bed is on the floor is a bad situation, too, I'm pretty sure.
Jacob.
Yeah, man.
He's Kellying it.
No!
Like, a lot.
You got hardwood floors?
Yes!
Up for the time
being. Now.
Yeah, yeah. So it was carpet, fine. But yeah.
Well, no, it's just that enough of it, it'll work like carpet.
No, we're about to get carpet, because I'm not dealing with that shit.
You have to shampoo once
That's
a week.
Fine, I'll shampoo. I'm not fucking looking at puddles.
Dude, I don't know. When you fucking hit that spot, there's going to be an odor, and you're going to throw up, and then you're going to kill him.
This happened a while ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh so, my yeah, god.
And then I'm like, what did he say? He's like, he just acted like nothing happened. I was like,
yeah, play it up. Yeah, play it up.
I figured Courtney would have, like, just questioned the shit out of him.
Well, he's like, what are you doing? Or she was like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. She's like, okay, listen, I know what the fuck you're doing. Don't do that shit later where your sister can see
you. I don't want to fucking see it.
She's like, you need to talk to her. I was like, I ain't saying goddamn word. Talk that shit.
I wasn't even
masturbating in the bathroom with no lock.
Hold up. It might lock. I found out today my bedroom door locks.
You motherfucker.
I've been there for like 5-6 years.
Yeah, my bedroom door locks. Yeah, do you just push it in and turn it?
I think so.
That's how my bathroom locks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Put a lock on his room at this point.
His door can't even shut all the way.
Where's he supposed to jerk it, Chris?
Give a fuck. Not in my house.
He's going to jerk it, man. It's going to happen.
No.
This is in the house and not in the garage.
The minute I found out this happened, if he jerks off my goddamn garage, I'll shoot the motherfucker.
Dude,
I will put a bullet in his fucking head.
Any privacy is hiding on the other side of the car.
Wait. Outside?
In between the cars.
Oh, God. Chris is going to let the dog out.
Are you sitting on my golf cart?
Well, I can't jerk it in my room. Oh man, even like my horniest teenage years, I don't know if I ever jerked it off in the family living room.
I don't jerk off in my living room now.
No. No, I haven't jerked off in the living room here. Or the old house.
Why not? Thing.
Why would I? I have a son.
You put it on your TV?
No.
So why you gotta do it in the living room? I don't know. I'm more comfortable in my bed.
Fuck.
I don't stand up. That's like...
it's my house.
Exhausting.
Yeah, I don't stand up to masturbate either. That shit's
weird.
I don't
need a gaming chair.
I don't either.
Jesus Christ.
Gaming chair's clean.
Clean.
And I'm comfortable.
What?
If you got so much ego about this, I fucking hit it.
I fucking love mine.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
He was standing anyways. The chair's fine.
Maybe. I don't know that.
I thought you said he was. He was standing there.
He was standing when he ran down the hallway.
He heard the door fucking open and was like, shit.
Get out the door. Good. Chances are, Courtney doesn't carry keys. She just carries her fucking file most of the time.
Oh, he could have locked the door?
He could have doubled that bitch.
Right. Where were the underwear?
There should be an IQ test to fucking jerk off.
Where was the underwear?
Ass, Danny.
I was saying, like...
Just left it at the base of the chair.
They'll never know.
It's still in his mouth.
Just pick it up, throw him in his mouth real quick to run on all it. I need these.
I need the evidence.
He still had my belt around his neck. It was wild.
They never found the shirt he took off. Nah. Oh my god.
Bitch is an event.
Remember it was really, really sad when we googled like the youngest suicide and the age was like 6 or 7. Youngest person to ever die of erotic asphyxiation.
Oh. Do I need to google that?
No. No, thank you. That can't be after credits. That's too good. AMF and Tiny Bonds.
I'm Chris Malls.
And we're doing it again.
And I'm Tune.
I'm Ems.
Welcome to beer.
He sounds so defeated now. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I wasn't going to talk about that on the podcast.
Until you did. And I, for one, thank you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not. Okay.
What, you want me to bleep his name? I spit all over this.
That's why there's usually... Yeah, never mind.
The way it sounds like there's a stranger jerking in the room. Just stop where your daughter can see it. Fuck. 2000.
We already did this.
Did
yeah,
I ever give reviews?
Yeah.
We only got halfway.
Yeah, so I never did mine. Mine's a 1 in 1.
That's what I said as well. It was a 1 in 1, yes. And I didn't...
We had a really good ending this way, and then just a nice breezy after the credits thing. Because like last week, I'm pretty sure half the episode is after the credits.
Really?
Yeah, where Chris is like, I'm going to beat my fucking meat tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, it was break stuff, but he made it about masturbating. Did you show them Gay Metallica?
No.
What?
Exit Wives? Enter Guys? You didn't show them Gay Metallica?
No, man, we watched WrestleMania, which I want to do now. Can we stop?
Oh, right.